taking our postures for practice, for this exercise of taking a look at self-esteem and how it's working, not working for us, and comparing it to self-compassion as we go. So let's take a little bit of time to really give ourselves the support we need through the body. So just as we did earlier, really feeling body sensations most deliberately and connecting with breathing and connecting with that sense of this is our true home, the present moment, and we can really feel it through body and breathing. And as we go through this exercise, just coming back to this true home at any point, possibly as well opening the ears to sound as a further way to ground in the present moment. And let's give ourselves some soothing touch to help us remember to be here for ourselves with kindness and care. A friendly awareness. And as we go through the exercise, we might just bring our compassionate friend with us on the exercise, because I think it's a challenging exercise. As if the compassionate friend is sitting with you, or you're in the safe place as you do the exercise. So there's lots of support to explore the self-esteem trap. So having a sense of your safe place, your friend with you. Feeling body and breathing. And now beginning to reflect on the first question that's on page 22 in the workbook. Just staying inwards, nothing to read or write yet. Just asking yourself, how do I feel when I receive feedback that my performance is average in an area of life that I really care about? So for example, at work or in relationships, perhaps a particular activity, sports, music, a hobby. And we somehow receive the feedback that our efforts are just kind of okay, average. So just notice what's coming up for you, whatever thoughts, emotions, and how it feels in the body. See if you can be with it mindfully and kindfully without judgment. Oh, I shouldn't be having these thoughts and feelings. But rather recognizing it's human. Let them be felt and heard. And when you feel ready, at the top of page 23, make a few notes. How does it feel to receive this feedback? Oh, what you did, your performance, it's just average. It's okay. Not bad. About something you care about. And you might find it helpful to focus on just one particular activity. So be careful you don't go into overwhelm. And take a half a minute more for those notes. Begin to finish up your writing and coming back to stabilizing yourself in the body and the breathing, perhaps sounds as well. Give yourself the support of earth and air, perhaps a sense of your compassionate friend is with you on this exploration. At any point in this exercise, feel free to step out of it and engage in a self-compassion break. And if you feel ready, let's go to the next reflection. Asking ourselves, going inward with it, how do I feel when someone is better at doing something I really care about? You know, they do better at work or in that particular sport or music or craft. Or they physically look better at the party. So just notice, maybe choosing one particular area to focus on. What comes up for you? Thoughts, emotions? How does it feel in the body? And then take a minute or so and make some notes there in the middle part of page 23. And take a half a minute more for those notes. Begin to finish up your writing. And take time to ground back into body, breathing, perhaps sounds, a sense of your compassionate friend with you all the way. And the last reflection here we'll look at is, how does it affect you when you fail at something that you really care about? For example, you really wanted that job, that callback, and you didn't get it. Or you wanted to have a second date with that date, or maybe it's a friend. Or your kids tell you you're no good at it. You fail at something. This is a tough one, so be careful here. Ground in the body. Notice how it feels in the body as the thoughts and emotions bubble up. And then take a minute to make notes about that. That's at the bottom of page 23 into the top of 24. And take a half a minute more for that. Remember to go into a self-compassion break at any point. Beginning to finish up your bit of writing. And letting yourself now come back to body and breathing. And as we begin to finish off this reflection, let's really ground ourselves. Don't miss this part. You can do more notes after. Don't miss taking care of yourself. So feeling the body, the simplicity of sensations, and the support of the earth. And the breath, the air freely offered. And asking, how might self-compassion help with any of this? You may be experiencing a whole mess of suffering with this exercise, or one of the particular reflections really goads you, sticks in your craw. So focus on one part of the practice, the exercise that's felt challenging as we go into a self-compassion break. And give yourself that nice supportive posture and the soothing touch. And mindfully acknowledge, this is suffering. This is stressful. This comparing, this judging, this is painful. And remembering our common humanity, we all do this. We all get caught in this. We all get caught in the self-esteem trap. We're not alone. It's human. And so just really now giving ourselves kindness, the soothing touch, sitting in a strong, supportive way. Perhaps inviting in your compassionate friend. What would your compassionate friend say to you with this? What soothing words would they offer? May I take care of myself when the self-esteem trap rears up for service, when comparing mind takes over. There. And letting yourself open to whatever measure of comfort you may have gotten from that. And listening to the end of the bells, and then you can make some last notes on page 24 about how the self-compassion practice here, how it affected you and how it might have helped. So listening to the end of the bells before you start writing.